escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What are you doing?
We're doing the news, my friend, the news. If you look, scroll through the news today, a lot of talk about that game last night. A lot of talk about it. Which makes you think, like, maybe, I mean, as much as I hate to see it because I'm a Chiefs fan, maybe that's a good thing because other bad things aren't happening. Because a lot of talk. And I think part of the reason, obviously part of the reason is because it's the biggest sporting event of the year. I don't know when we get numbers for how many people. Did they already release any numbers? But let's just say 120, 130 million people watching the game. But it's also a story because the Chiefs got their asses beat so badly. If you look at the final score, you might think, is that a real ass beating? You gotta watch. If you watched the game, then you saw it was a real ass beating.
For the second time, the Vince Lombardi Trophy is headed to Philadelphia. Eagles fly in Super Bowl 59. The Eagles are Super Bowl champions for the second time. 40-22, they take down the Chiefs.
I know we didn't need to hear that. We didn't need to hear, but this is the news, okay? And we, I think hopefully some of us have built up our defenses a little bit so that you can get through something like that. I mean, look, if it was the first Chiefs Super Bowl against the 49ers a few years ago and that had happened, it would have been absolutely devastating. I mean, as bad as it gets, because you're thinking, they never get this far. They're never going to, how many years will it take? Will I live to see them play in the Super Bowl ever again? So when they won that first one, after that, it started to feel like, you started to feel greedy because it started to feel like, and even that Tampa Bay loss, I mentally prepared myself for it, and I guess it worked. Part of it was like, if you're going to lose to somebody, you're losing to Brady.
Right,
and a lot of people, not just Chiefs fans, all Chiefs fans did this, but a lot of sports fans have said over the years, I don't really count that as like a Mahomes game because that the offensive line was just so bad. And there were so many struggles. Well, you could say that about last night, except that last night, Mahomes also definitely looked bad.
Sure.
So everything that could go wrong basically went wrong last night. And we've already talked about it. But, I guess the only thing left to talk about is what went wrong, and was there anything you liked about it? Did you like Kendrick? Did everyone like Kendrick at halftime?
I did.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job.
Yeah.
The commercials, anything stand out to you?
Serena being there.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. I missed a lot of the commercials because I would get up to go get food. I was making food. So, and I taped the game like on a little DVR. So I was kind of, I want to be live with it because every time something happens, they set off fireworks. So I was worried actually that the Chiefs would score and that someone would shoot fireworks off and I would know about it. But turns out
I didn't need
to worry about that. They asked Kels after the game what happened, you know, and how do you feel? And he said, well, you don't lose that badly without everything going wrong.
Didn't get it going offensively. I mean, they just got after us on all three phases, and then on top of that, you know, turnovers, penalties, playing behind the sticks on offense is just drop passes, not taking advantage of, you know, the play call and execute. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. You don't lose like that without everything going bad. So,
okay, what do you think about Kelsey? What do you think about his future? What's your prediction for him?
I would imagine he'll play more.
You know, there's all this talk that, well, if he wins, does he just retire and go out on that? And you know, he had struggled this season during the regular season some.
Didn't
and
really,
people
like,
say that,
and
it's like he wasn't. Yeah.
He had a really good year.
You're expecting, first of all, you're just looking at catches. Mm-hmm. And you go, okay, he doesn't have, and you're comparing him to him.
Right.
So you're going, oh, he's not. No, you look at the other things that he does and does well. He continued to do those things well this season.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he looks like an old man.
No. He was fine.
Yes, he's getting older, but he looks like he's physically able to play. And I don't know the guy, but he seems like the kind of guy that would probably want to play as long as he can. So I certainly hope that he'll be back next year. I don't know. What are your other predictions for the Chiefs, though, in the future? Like this. I know we're already talking about next season now, but everybody does that after the Super Bowl. We know Mahomes will be there. We know that Andy Reid will be there. That's enough. Those two guys right there is enough for you to have hope that anything is possible. So beyond that, what are your predictions? And the people who say, you know, we can learn a lot about next season from things like the end of the game, I don't buy that. Like, I don't know that you can learn a lot about the Chiefs next season from the end of the game last night. You know, their performance, that maybe this is what they'll look like. We don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know. But you got Mahomes and Andy Reid, you got a chance. Mahomes didn't play good last night.
No.
Which is an understatement.
Right. But, I mean, yeah, you got a chance. I don't know what you do. I mean, you know, trust Brett Veach. I don't know. You know, what do you do? I don't know. I mean, you've already gone out and gotten, you tried to offensive line with Orlando Brown, and right, that kind of experiment didn't work. So, but you know, I don't know who offensive line free agents are. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not
tackles,
an offensive
guards,
line.
We
coach.
Don't follow them.
And maybe they're looking at offensive line and being like, it wasn't bad at all, guys. They're fine. Like, there's a million things that go into that. You know what I mean? Like, who knows?
What about the Chiefs' run game, though? Do you think that's something that needs to be addressed?
Well, I will say that I did text Nick during the NFL draft, and there is a point when they were towards the end. I'm like, man, they need to get a running back here. And he was, you know, he kind of was like, no, that's a luxury they can't afford. And I'm like, man, you need a running back. Yeah. So I would think, you know, that would be, if you could get somebody like that, that would be high on my list. You know, look, I like Kareem Hunt. I like Pacheco, but, you know, it is what it is, man. Those carries are hard on guys. And so.
Yep.
You know, if you could get somebody else to be able to go in there. And
Hunt's been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
And I was glad to see him come back this year. I was sorry he couldn't get that ring, but it's something that needs to be addressed, I would think.
Right.
They could use a running back.
I think it changes now because I do think it changes because of how bad you got beat in the Super Bowl. I think if it's close, then, you know, the changes are less.
The decision-making is different.
And then you're like, maybe what you're looking at is like, all right, well, maybe Kelsey won't be here that long. Maybe in the first round we do take a tight end.
Yeah.
Right? To come up after him. But now you're like, well, we're going to have bigger problems than what we thought. And now, you know, we got to go figure out what we need. You know, do we need another shutdown cornerback? Do we need a running back? You know, I don't know the answer to all that. I'm sure they do. But
left tackle.
What I do know is that it is really hard to get back there.
Yes, it is very hard. You're not thinking about that yet, hopefully. If you are, don't do that to yourself.
Right.
What you're thinking about now is just, what will they look like? What will the regular season look like? What could they do I guess, to help them get back. There's always the goal, of course. But what could they do to help keep them a competitive team? They're obviously a very competitive team. They had a great season. They've had great seasons. So how do you just at least stay competitive? You got to get to the playoffs. That's step one, is getting to the playoffs. After that, Mahomes can help you quite a bit, generally speaking. But you got to get to the playoffs first. And just not being a coach, not knowing anything about the inner workings of the game, they look to me like a team that could use a little bit of a run game. I know you're not going to be able to go out there and get Derrick Henry. I know you're not going to be able to get Nick Chubb. But someone reliable, and that's not to say that I don't like Hunter Pacheco, like you said, Lazlo. It's just that it is hard. They don't have a long career, generally, because that's a really, really tough spot to be. Not only are you getting hit every time, I know the quarterback gets hit too, but these guys are piling into those hits, and then a lot of times being taken down by seven guys at once. So, yeah, I think that's something I got to think about.
And I'm looking just at wide receiver, you know, who their free agents are. I mean, they got, you know, Trey Smith, Nick Bolton, Justin Reed, Marquise Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Charles Omenihu, you know, Wharton, Hunt, Schuster, Watson, Hardman, Humphreys. You know, there's some there's some names on there that they got to figure out whether they want to keep them or not. You know,
I didn't. So, like I said, I didn't see every commercial last night. I know I missed some of them. I did see people talking about the Secret Service commercial. People have never seen a Secret Service recruiting commercial. I didn't actually see it. Did anyone see it? I feel like I'm talking about this thing and it wasn't even on the game.
I can't remember a single commercial, honestly.
Well, they say it was directed by Michael Bay, that the Secret Service went to Michael Bay and had him come up with this video, this commercial.
I remember the Fubo commercial. I probably paid for it.
Yeah, I do remember that. But they were recruiting Secret Service members, and I thought, you know, in my lifetime, I'm in my 40s, I don't remember ever as a kid seeing anything about the Secret Service. There were tons of Army, Marine, all that stuff, even FBI stuff. They had the FBI propaganda shows on TV since the 60s. I've never seen a Secret Service thing. I thought, you know, they probably could use a little recruitment video like this because I've never even thought about them.
America's always stepped forward in time of need throughout our short but powerful history.
Ask what you can do for your country.
We've been there for all of it. Our heroes are humble. They have an inner pride to keep this idea.
Something a little odd about this commercial.
Born, they're not made. America's Secret Service protecting this Super Bowl is asking a few more to step forward.
You know, maybe if I'd seen that commercial when I was a kid, I could have dreamed about being in the Secret Service because it definitely didn't cross my mind.
I'll do it.
They're going through Montana. They got all these pictures showing up. So it's old stuff, pictures of Lincoln, you know. And then there's speeches from Kennedy. But they show when he says, you know, the Secret Service, proud of what they do. They show them holding Trump, you know, when Trump's got his fist in the air after he got shot.
Right.
And I'm thinking, wasn't that, though,
wasn't that a blown
day for you?
Probably not a good one.
I feel like people were blaming you for that one. I mean, look, they're not the shooter.
No.
And Trump was okay.
And they took
it all said
quick,
and done.
But
yeah. But I just went, you know what, though? It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, that's just it. When we talked about Trump being shot last year, there was tons of talk about who is the shooter.
Right.
Why did the Secret Service not do a better job? Do they always do such a crappy job of protecting candidates, protecting the president? And then when it's all said and done, it's over. You got that picture of Trump with his fist in the air. It's Trump got shot. He got grazed. And he has that iconic photo with his fist in the air and the Secret Service carrying him out. He lived.
Right.
The shooter's dead. So the Secret Service, I guess, can already say, you know what?
Right.
We're gonna take that. We'll take that as a win. Sure. You killed the guy. What if your kid said, I want to be a Secret Service or FBI? Do they ever talk about police work of any type?
No, not really, but I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I wish I had thought about it when I was younger. I probably couldn't have gotten the grades.
What you need to do to be in the FBI is probably a lot.
Probably just get good grades. I think you have to get good grades and then...
You probably have to pass some tests.
You do,
I'm sure it's
not
easy.
I think you have to
get recruited by them, I bet. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. But
I'm not sure that you just go apply to the FBI.
I think you definitely have to go to college, and I think you have to take like criminal law or something.
Makes sense.
There's certain class.
I'm guessing military won't hurt.
The neighbor I grew up with, he wanted to be in the FBI from the time he was a kid, I guess. I never heard him talk about it, but we weren't that close. But he did all the things that he thought he needed to do, and he went to college, and then he tried to get that job in the FBI. He went so far as to move to D.C. because he wanted to work for the FBI, and when he got there, he just couldn't get in. So he ended up being a cop in D.C. Last I heard that he was still a cop in D.C. But I thought, when he went through that, I thought, I wonder what all you have to do to get in there. I guess now, if they're firing people, and that might not be a great time, but I know I've talked to you about it, Lazo, off the air many times, that all those jobs where you get a pension, you know, it's a government job.
Sure, so those government jobs that retire
some of
when you're
them
40.
Are, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the FBI seems like fun. I'm sure it's very hard work and boring a lot of the times, but it seems like fun.
Sure.
I just don't remember kids around me being like, that's what I want to do. There were kids who wanted to be cops. In high school, I had a couple guys that I was sort of friends with who were like, no, I need to, can't do drugs, can't drink, can't get in any trouble because I want to be a cop.
Dork.
And I remember thinking, like, what, you need to do that to be a cop? I feel like you can get in trouble in high school and still be a cop, but I don't know. But those FBI jobs, I wish I had gotten, that I could have gotten the grades to do something like that. Of all those different things, where they're going to go military full-time, that's another thing I've talked about. Like, why didn't I just join the military and stick with it? Why didn't Lazlo stick with it? You could have stuck in the military until you were in your late 30s and retired and gotten full retirement, whatever that age is, 40, something like that. You started early, so you probably could have retired in your late 30s. But of all those different jobs, like the FBI, that one sounds pretty good. Secret Service, seeing that commercial, I was like, maybe that's the one.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Maybe that's the one.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, we're going to finish the news coming up here in a second, Laszlo, and there's plenty of non-game stuff to talk about. You just have to look for it a little bit. Although you didn't have to look for some of the things that were being, you know, I guess some of the Trump things that have been going on lately. The big one, though, last night, he made an announcement, and I thought of Laszlo because we've had this discussion so many times before. We even interviewed someone who was the head of one of these groups. It's kind of like those groups that want to end daylight savings or keep it permanent, whatever. This guy was against pennies, and he said, I want pennies to go away. And,
oh, yeah.
And Laszlo was all in, and that's been years ago. And every time it comes up, that you'll hear people say it costs more to make them. Why do we have them? Just get rid of them. But we still just keep making them.
Not anymore.
Trump says, done. Don't need them.
And paper straws. Two things. I was like, all right.
He said we're bringing back plastic straws. Yeah. I thought plastic straws came back. Did they not come back?
No. He said he's getting rid of some sort of initiative.
Yeah, he wants to bring back the plastic straws.
Yeah. He doesn't want
I wondered if, like, on the coast.
Mouth. I'm all about it.
Maybe in big cities or maybe in California, I wondered if it's hard to get plastic straws. Maybe even they're banned. I don't know. But here, they're also plastic, right? If you get carry out, if you get Taco Bell, if you get a drink at the gas station, I think we have plastic straws. The only time I remember a paper straw was at Ted Turner's Steakhouse. Was that just called Ted's? Is that
Montana
that place
Grill?
Is that what it was? Ted's Montana Grill?
I think
that's the only place I ever had a paper straw. So I don't really have enough opinion about it to get excited. Have you used one? Is it a problem? I know Trump hates the paper straws.
I've heard people say they're not great. Before, and I didn't like it.
What? It gets soggy? It falls apart?
It's just not as good.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. But something about the plastic straws turn into turtles? Something to do with turtles? The turtles eat the plastic straws?
Well, it's bad for, you know, it gets thrown in the water, and then, you know, fish eat it, and they die.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were trying to make us, like, all carry our own straw. They wanted us to have metal straws.
Oh, those metal straws were a joke.
I guess they could probably put metal straws in restaurants and have them wash them.
Take them with them? Yeah. Well,
you
don't
have
it
to go.
Right, right.
Then you just never have a straw, so you just have to carry around a metal straw in your pocket.
I hate that. It's like carrying around grocery store bags. Like,
yeah.
I'm glad I don't live in Colorado.
But I don't use a straw in the restaurant anyway, so
I don't either.
My mom gets mad. I'm not a woman or a baby, so.
My mom is always angry that I don't drink out of that glass. I'm like, the liquid is filling this glass. I'm drinking this liquid.
Right.
What difference does it make?
Mm-mm.
But she doesn't like, she didn't think you should put your lips on the
cup
because it's dirty.
I mean, whatever it is.
Exactly. That's what I try and tell her, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't. The straw looks too dainty.
That's what
I'm not
said.
Trying to
I'm
be not, Mr. Tough Guy, but I'm with you. It looks
a
little too.
A baby. That's who drinks out of, like a baby's drink out of.
Yeah.
A little sippy cup. Yeah, that's fine. I don't need a straw. I won't spill it all over myself. I got it.
Yeah. Now, if it's a to-go cup, if I'm in the car or whatever, sure.
Of course.
But if I'm at the restaurant, you can keep the straw in your little pouch there.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets. Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All right, the rest of the news. A guy won a free cruise on Norwegian Cruise Line. Laszlo, if you won a free cruise and it was actually free, would you go? I know you're anti-cruise. But would you do it if they gave you a free one?
Free one? I don't know, maybe.
They'll pay for the airfare and everything, let's say. They're going to pay for airfare. You still got to take a week off work. So you're using a vacation for it.
Yeah, okay, but I'd rather.
Really not happy about it, huh?
Well, no, I think I'd go and have fun, but like that's not my first choice. And that would be like, well, I'm doing this, it's free, it'll be fun. But it's certainly, I'd be, you know, if they offer me that or the cash, I'd take the cash.
Well, of course. I know it's not your first choice. That's why I asked. I thought there was a chance you might say, like, I don't even want to do it.
No.
If you had to pay for the flight to get there, or did you just figure out how to get there either way, you got to get down to Florida, then you're not doing
I'm good.
Even if they said this is worth $6,000,
I'm sure you
seven
get
grand.
Calls, man. You know, hey.
I know, but I never believe
them. I'm not doing it.
Well, some guy actually won a free cruise. And I don't, no one mentions where he won it, so I'll just assume he won it in one of those raffles at the mall or something like that. But this guy won a free cruise, says he won with Norwegian Cruise Lines. His name's Mike. He took his girlfriend, her name's Tamara. They go to the Caribbean, which I think is where about 99% of cruises out of the U.S. are headed, is to the Caribbean. The Norwegian Cruise Line ship departed from Miami January 5th, so this has been a month ago, a little over a month ago. During this trip, everything seems to be going fine, and then he starts to feel sick. He ends up coming down with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
It got bad enough that he had to visit the ship's medical center, which is the exact thing that we talked about a few weeks ago with the, you know, when you're on vacation, if your resort has a nurse's station or a medical station, because remember we talked about that guy whose family died, his wife and kid died from food poisoning. I think that was in the Dominican Republic.
Right.
And Lazo said, if you go to one of these countries and they got that nurse station thing there, like, I don't love that in what country I'm in, but we literally said if you're on a cruise line, then it makes sense.
Of course.
I guess you got to use it because you're out to sea. So that's what you do. You go to the nurse's station. He wasn't feeling good. He recovered. It took him 3 days to recover. But he soon learns that they are charging him $47,000. He got a bill. That's what they say the treatment costs. I'd like to know so much more information about this. Like, what kind of treatment did he receive? Did they transplant a kidney or something? What happened in that nurse's station? What could they possibly do in that nurse's station that would be worth $47,000? He had two credit cards on file. Maybe for drinks, something like that.
Him?
I don't know. But he says that they maxed out both of them. Maxed out both of his credit cards. And now he's trying to figure out what to do about this bill. And he was on the news talking about it.
I mean, I really don't know how I'm going to ever pay him off. I'm going to have to, but I don't know how. To turn around the day we're leaving and get handed a $47,000 bill, I just didn't even know what to do. And everybody in the medical ward kept saying, don't worry, you have $20,000 coverage. You'll be just fine.
Well, the traveler's insurance doesn't want to pay it until we run it by our health insurance. The health insurance doesn't want to pay it because it's abroad.
Okay, because it's abroad. You're not in the country. So what kind of flu treatment could you possibly receive that would cost tens of thousands of dollars?
I have no idea.
It doesn't make any sense. On top of all this, they bought traveler's insurance.
Oh, right.
And they it was supposed to cover medical expenses, but they can't.
What cruise line was it?
It's Norwegian.
I feel like I would sue them.
Yeah.
Like, blame them for the flu.
Oh, there you go. You made me
say, like, hey, and then get a lawyer to say, we're going to expect all your ships, make sure how many times have you guys not wipe down everything that you're supposed to wipe down. And I feel like I would sue him for, you know, $1 million and say, you're to blame for me getting sick.
There's a strategy.
And then hopefully maybe they'd be like, I don't know, just settle this.
I mean, if you buy the travel insurance through Norwegian, which is what they did, and it says it's supposed to cover medical expenses up to $20,000, well, first of all, you would think it should cover at least $20,000. Of course, the other part of you is like, how is it even possible that it's more than $20,000? But they should cover it. But they're saying that they're having trouble filing this claim, that it's not working. You heard her say that the traveler's insurance wants to go through the regular insurance. Regular insurance says we can't do it because it's abroad, right. And it keeps going back and forth. In a letter to the media, Norwegian said that they're working, investigating this. But they also said that their pricing is, quote, closely comparable to other cruise lines and is what we believe to be fair and reasonable.
Oh, fair and reasonable. $45,000 flu treatment? What do you give them, like an IV or something?
What happened? Right. You gave
medicine?
Even if you gave them an IV. I went to the ER one time with basically the flu, and that's what they did. They gave me an anti-nausea pill, and they hooked me up to an IV because I was extremely dehydrated. Even going to the hospital here, the ER, did not cost me that much. If I didn't have insurance, the bill wasn't going to be that high. $47,000. Now, there's something missing. What did he do in that station? Brooke and I were just talking yesterday about how, you know what? we like cruises. We could take another cruise sometime. That's a good vacation. We don't have to do anything. They do everything for you. We kind of, when we go on vacation, we tend to hang out in our hotels all the time anyway. Right. Why not just be on the floating hotel? You know, take it right, with you everywhere. And we were just talking about that. Then today I see this and I thought, God damn, a free cruise, $47,000. Is this like a thing that you're supposed to stay away from those doctor stations on cruise lines? I've never heard of this.
Me neither.
And I really have a hard time believing that Norwegian actually meant to charge them $47,000.
But they're not saying, hey, our mistake.
They say they're looking into it. Okay. So, you know, I'm sure I won't ever see that update. Maybe Snowcone, you can keep an eye on it. I guess over the weekend, PlayStation servers went down for like a whole day. Did your boys notice?
I didn't.
They couldn't play games. Like, unless your game, if you had the physical disc, yeah, then you could play it. But if all their game libraries that are online, people couldn't access, I guess they couldn't obviously play those games either. Even if they did have the disc, they couldn't play them online. People were losing their minds. I'm an Xbox owner. Mm-hmm. The servers go down once in a while. You hear people talking about it, but it doesn't make the news. Right. I thought this made the news because it was a day. A day is a long time.
It is a long time.
I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily newsworthy.
PlayStation, what the f*** you got going on right now?
An apocalyptic PlayStation outage played out over gaming consoles around the world. Users started experiencing issues Friday night, unable to access popular games like Fortnite and Call of Duty. Girlfriends rejoiced.
He's sitting up there having a fit.
Moms took advantage.
You need the trash taken out? Get them now while the PlayStation servers are down.
I could not believe how big that was. I know how big PlayStation is. But, and then I saw GameStop tweeted and said, I'll bet you wish you had a physical disc now. And I thought, I don't know. I'm assuming you guys have zero physical games for the new PlayStation, for the PS5.
I think
right?
We have a couple.
Oh, you got a couple for the new system?
Yeah, we have Red Dead, whatever that
Redemption?
Is. Yeah.
Okay.
About that.
And that way, in case you do lose your library, that's like I have one DVD, but Blu-ray, whatever it is. I think it's a copy of Pulp Fiction that I got from work. Just, so if my internet goes
maybe
out.
One of the boys got it as a gift, you know, from a grandparent or something. They sent it, you know.
Of course. So
that might have sense. A Madden one in there somewhere, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, just in case. Because what if the servers went down for, well, I mean, a day's long enough. Hell, your kids didn't happen to notice it, but if they
I
did.
I didn't notice it either.
Yeah, you got to have a backup. So this whole Coca-Cola thing. There's this rumor circulating on TikTok that Coca-Cola called ICE on their own staff, which I really I'm having a hard time trying to understand why someone would think that sounds reasonable. Like what would
I mean?
What,
I don't understand. So maybe it is true, but I don't understand it. So someone has to explain it to me.
The because of these tariffs, something to do with tariffs that are being, you know. Maybe just the fear of look at all this stuff going on with the tariffs and what Trump is doing, shaking everything up. Maybe we need to be really careful. Maybe they can get in trouble for having undocumented workers, and that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to get ahead of it. I know you said they should, if they really cared, you'd find these companies a lot of money. Maybe they do find them something, and they're worried that Trump might do it. Anyhow, this rumor's going around that they called ICE, and they called ICE on their own employees. And I saw several different Twitch videos of different people talking about it. They're all the same, of course. It's somebody. There's no, like, it's not even a picture of a news story or anyone saying, here's what the CEO said. It's just people on TikTok saying the same thing and reporting it like, I'm not the one saying it. Someone else is saying it.
Coca-Cola decided to fire a bunch of workers, I believe it was in Texas, and not only did they fire them,
in Texas,
but they also reported them to immigration to have them deported. The Hispanic community has taken note and is beginning to boycott Coke, and they're not buying it anymore. They were a huge customer base for Coca-Cola.
Okay, so let's pretend for a second like this were two. Right, let's say that Coca-Cola fired thousands of Latino employees and reported them to ICE. That would be a huge news story. Well, zero news outlets have talked about this.
Well,
it's just TikTok.
Coca-Cola is not the only corporation facing backlash. This is from MSN.
Mm-hmm.
The Latino Freeze Movement is what it's called.
I saw something about that in this article.
Has called for boycotts of major American brands. Walmart, McDonald's, Starbucks, Costco, Subway, Pizza Hut, Home Depot, Tesla, KFC, and Domino's. The campaign encourages consumers to replace American-made products with those produced in Mexico or other Latin American countries. Despite the growing backlash, so they're saying they fired a bunch of people and then called ICE on him to have him deported after they fired him.
In 2025.
Despite
yeah.
the growing backlash, Coca-Cola has yet to issue an official statement addressing the claims. A review of company records and public findings has found no evidence of mass layoffs. So,
yeah, that's what I was getting to. That's what they say, is that there is absolutely zero evidence that this has happened. And like I said, there is no other media reporting this. It's just a TikTok thing. So that's probably a pretty good rule. If you've only seen it on social media.
Today reported to Newsweek. Coca-Cola said, we can confirm that the accusations in the video against the Coca-Cola company are false.
And the video was one of these same videos talking about calling ICE? Yeah. Okay. Because I think what did happen was there was some sort of layoff that happened in 2021, according to that article. It might be the same article. But they talk about some layoff in 2021 that people were saying, oh, here's the public records, as if someone is purposely trying to confuse people and lie to people. I don't know what the motive there is. But again, now I don't know if this is true. TikTok is acting like this boycott is real, and I just assume, because I know TikTok can get trends started, they can organize movements. You can get every kid between a certain age trying to steal a Hyundai or a Kia. There's a lot of things that TikTok can motivate people to do, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if that part of it is true, that people are boycotting the company because they thought that the company called ICE on their own employees. Almost certainly they did not. Can't know for sure, and there's not, like I said, the only media reporting it, Lazo's looking at Newsweek,
sure
whatever it is, but they all are kind of saying the same thing, which is, we have not heard any of our competitors talk about this. No other media outlets have talked about it. It's just TikTok. Coca-Cola did not call ICE on their own employees. It just, and that wouldn't make sense anyway. You'd have to explain to me how it makes sense. Like you said, if you can say, well, they were... There's something that Trump was doing, and that's what scared them. But none of the videos I watched explained why Coca-Cola.
Well, after
that,
they fired them, I don't know. Well, I don't know why, but maybe, you know, if the government said came in and said you got to fire all these people and report them to ICE who are, you know, illegals, well, then maybe.
Yeah,
right.
Trump's gonna be mad if you don't do this stuff.
Then maybe.
But yeah, I'm not buying it.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
What you got there?
A dinner roll.
Oh, where'd you get that?
In the kitchen.
There's food in the kitchen?
There's some dinner rolls if you want one.
Hmm.
You like dinner rolls?
Well, yeah, I like dinner rolls.
Well,
I'm surprised a little bit that it doesn't seem like something you would grab if it's just sitting there by itself.
Well, they're in a bag.
There's just a bag of dinner rolls. That's what I mean. I'm kind of surprised. It doesn't totally seem like a Lazo thing to grab one of the dinner rolls out of the bag, but
I like a dinner roll.
They're good. Who doesn't like them? I like Hawaiian rolls, too.
Well, I would prefer a Hawaiian roll, but...
Yeah. Are there different
dinner roll in and of itself is fine.
Are there different kinds of Hawaiian rolls now? There's like two different colors of the bags. I just buy the original ones. I don't know what the other ones are.
Yeah.
But with no butter on a regular dinner roll, I need like a lot of butter.
Well, not me. This is fine.
You just eat the dinner roll. I mean, I guess it depends on the bread, but yeah. When I go out to eat at a restaurant and they bring you those rolls, I like to use at least half the butter.
Yeah.
On each one of those.
I'm with you.
I don't know if that's bad.
But a dinner roll in and of itself, I went in there, I was hungry, nothing looked good. I looked over, there was a bag of dinner rolls. I'm like, you know what? I'll have a dinner roll.
That's something. When I was a kid, and you come home from school, you're always hungry when you come home from school looking for snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we didn't have snacks, when we were out of snacks, I just ate saltines. They're pretty damn good if you're hungry. Just salt and carbs, that's really all you need. Tastes good.
Well, I'm going to get you up. General?
No, I'm going to have one of those muffins here in a second, I think. Thank you, though. Lazo is...
Right, there's like eight of them in there.
...really known for not being scared of much of anything. The things that tend to scare people, so, you know, things that are going on in the world, and people go, ooh, that's scary. Lazo's not so worried. Threat of nuclear war? Nah, not worried about it. Lazo grew up during the Cold War crisis, had to do nuclear bomb drills in school. Says it didn't really scare him. Wasn't too worried about it. Didn't think the desk was going to make him safe, but wasn't too worried about it. When China says, we got this mysterious virus, and it's spreading, and I tell them about it in the news back in January of 2020, he's like, oh, okay. Who cares? Who cares? I'm not scared. It's really difficult to scare you. But
you think you got something?
I don't know. I think if you say it doesn't scare you...
I'll be lying?
You might be lying. Yeah. It's like I can't tell with you sometimes. There's certain things with Lazo that we just never know, and we will never know, I don't think, unless he gives me a deathbed confession. Does he really believe the moon landing was a hoax? Did you watch all of the new OJ thing on Netflix?
Yeah. I did.
You finished it?
I did.
And so when his agent says those things, like, you know, he told me if she wouldn't answer the door with a knife, she'd still be alive today.
Yeah.
Do you think he's lying?
No.
So you think OJ did it, or you think he's saying if she'd answered the door when my kid rang the doorbell, if she hadn't answered the door with a knife, she'd still be alive? Yeah, so you still think his son did it?
I do think his son did it.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Does he, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
You never know with Laszlo. Those two things specifically.
Those are the big ones, but there is stuff more general like this where you go, come on, you got to be a... Aren't you a little nervous about this, especially with like kids? They got to grow up in this world.
I'm not the only one who thinks his son did it.
No. I'm not saying
there's plenty of people who do.
Yeah,
they've done documentaries on it.
Yeah,
and they checked his time card, how long it takes to go from his restaurant to the house, all of those things.
Yeah, I'm not alone. I remember when we talked to
Effley Bailey.
His name Bailey. When we talked to him, he said, "No, we looked into him."
Yeah.
And, you know, that was OJ's defense. And he said, no, we looked into him. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe then you'd be like, okay, well, I guess if Effley Bailey says it wasn't the kid,
did their
then
due diligence.
Yeah, they did. They looked into him and it wasn't him. Then, maybe, you know, that mean that OJ did it. Maybe something else. But no, sticking with the kid thing.
What was the motive for the son? I'm not sure I ever knew that.
I don't know. What was the motive? Just that he's mad?
It, but...
Just that they were divorced?
I mean, basically take everything that happened with OJ and put on his son. His mom was ignoring him. His mom was dating younger men. His mom was, you know, mad at OJ at the ceremony. His mom wouldn't let OJ go to dinner with him.
Okay.
And I think the kid was tight with OJ. So he goes over there to confront his mom about how she's treating OJ at the graduation ceremony.
Got it.
And he runs into her and Ron Goldman. Boom. OJ hears that he's going over there. OJ goes over there. I'm not saying OJ's innocent. What I'm saying is now it proves everything. OJ's driving back. That's why the lady sees his face. That's why OJ's in the car. That's why OJ has...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.